The Boston Red Sox once went 86 years without a World Series. The Massachusetts losing streak we'll talk about next is not quite so dramatic, but it's big. Republicans in Massachusetts have lost the last 92 consecutive races for seats in the House of Representatives. Democrats are like the Yankees. Now the party hopes this season is the season for a Republican win. Richard Tesei is likely to challenge incumbent Democrat John Tierney in the Massachusetts 6th Congressional District just north of Boston. Asma Khalid reports from member station WBUR.
In many ways, Richard Tesei is a quintessential New England politician. He even sports the classic side part hairstyle with a bit of that Kennedy swoosh.
I have you on my refrigerator.
Oh, thank you.
Old ladies tell him he's handsome. He's a veteran state senator and a local boy. But he's also an openly gay, pro-choice Republican.
It's a pesto base with spinach, artichoke hearts, and tomato.
Tesei skips the pizza at this event showcasing food from local restaurants and instead goes for the more refined fig and brie toast. A guy who went to high school with his sister comes over to say hi.
I actually remember when you were the lone young Republican.
Yes. I'm still the lone one, but I was young at that point.
Tesei has no problem cracking jokes about the elephant in the room while he works the room. But he also takes pride in voting the right way, not necessarily the party's way. In fact, when the Massachusetts GOP platform endorsed traditional marriage, Tesei boycotted the convention.
You know, my philosophy is that the government should get off your back, out of your wallet, away from the bedroom. And that's what the overwhelming number of people in this region and state feel.
And it is a message that resonates in this fiercely independent district, where 58% of voters have no party affiliation. It even impresses some folks across the aisle, like Jack Russell.
Normally a Democrat, but I'm voting the man in this case. And if he swings too far to the right, I'm going to have to leave him. But right now, I don't think he is.
Tesei walks over to shake hands with a man named Donald Green.
Sorry, I'm a Democrat.
It's okay. Got to have a few around, right? Yes. Well, doctor, though, right?
Yep.
How are you dealing with all the changes in health care?
Tesei is campaigning against Obamacare, and that rubs Green the wrong way. He says there's no way he'll vote for Tesei.
I think diluting out the progressive power in the House of Representatives is not a good idea.
Massachusetts leans deep, deep blue. Tesei is trying to beat a man who's had the job for 17 years. He ran for this same seat in 2012 and lost by just 1%. This time, he's challenging a battered incumbent who's also facing a primary opponent.
I think the question is, if not here and now, then where and when in Massachusetts?
Steve Cazella is an analyst with Mass Inc. Polling. He says registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans across the state. But that margin is smallest here in the 6th District.
There's the most favorable district in a Democratic down year, and you've got a candidate who is about as non-ideological as you're going to find in Richard Tesei.
If Tesei can't win, Cazella says he's left wondering how many more years it'll take for the Massachusetts GOP to send a member to the U.S. House. For NPR News, I'm Asma Khalid in Boston.